Extract 2.
Walking into Rowley Curtis's clay processing shed is to rewind to the Industrial Revolution of the early 19th century. An apparition covered in drying clay dust silences the trundling cogwheels and whirring fan belts to greet you in the gloom. Letting in some light, the burly 56-year-old Rowley opens the low wooden swing door at the rear of the red brick building. The tracks of an old narrow-gauge railway slope away into a meadow thick with hawthorn, primroses and teasels. Like his father and grandfather before him, Curtis winches load after load of hand-dug clay from an open cast pit 365 metres away to supply his pottery. I asked him about the history of the pottery.
It was started in 1831. At first, the company was making simple horticultural containers such as plant pots. It also made domestic ware, baking bowls glazed in cream on the inside with a brown ring around the top, bread crocks, milk jugs and cream settling pans. But the business began to decline. With the advent of the plastic bowl in the late 1950s, a death blow to potteries countrywide, my father, by then nearing retirement, survived by laying off his remaining four staff and by producing more unusual pots. I worked as an industrial chemist until the lure of the clay proved too strong. I was in my early 30s when I took over here, and I've been working alone ever since, making mainly horticultural ware.